another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar activity continues to be very low, according to the Australian Government's Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia. As I mentioned in previous broadcasts, solar activity is now moving through the plateau, or the closing phase, of cycle number 24, that solar cycle number 24. And this cycle is expected to deteriorate in early 2017 and should be completed by mid-2017. In the meantime, the outlook for high-frequency propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 12 megahertz, that's long-haul propagation, is not favourable, and those conditions are expected to continue in the immediate future. On the other hand, daylight or daytime propagation on frequencies above about 12 megahertz on worldwide circuits should be somewhat more reliable. The new international transmission season, known as B2016, shows many new frequencies and schedules for a wide variety of international broadcasting stations. This schedule was compiled, of course, by the High Frequency Coordination Committee, which had its last meeting in Miami, Florida, during August. Here's a selection of new frequency assignments for the B2016 period. First of all, KNLS, Alaska, the new life station. The station uses various frequencies, and in the period 0800 to 0900, it's listed for 7355 in Chinese to East Asia and 9615 in English to Southeast Asia. And from 0900 to 1000 on 7355 to East Asia in Chinese and on 9680 to Northeast Asia in Russian. And 1000 to 1100, two frequencies continue, 7355 to East Asia in Chinese, and 9615 to Southeast Asia in Chinese. Note that for any particular time period, KNLS uses two 100 kilowatt transmitters. The final transmissions for the day are 1700 to 1800 on 6190 to Northeast Asia in Russian, and 1700 to 1800 also in Chinese on 9655 to Northeast Asia. Now, station known as Radio Niger Delta, the voice of peace for the B16 period, is listed via the TDF transmitting site at Essendon in France as follows. 0500 to 0600 on 9515 to West Africa and 1900 to 2000 on 11795 to West Africa in English. The B16 schedule for Radio Free Gambia via the TDF Essendon transmitters show 1900 to 2000 on 9610 to West Africa in various languages. And the winter schedule for Manara Radio, that's M-A-N-A-R-A, Manara Radio, also via the TDF facility at Essendon in France, shows 0730 to 0830 on 15440 in Hausa, to West Africa, and 1600 to 1700 on 17765, also in Hausa, to West Africa. The B16 schedule of the Radio Front for Independence of Oromo by TDF in Issedon in France shows single frequency 17765, 1730 to 1800 in Oromo on Sundays to East Africa. And another station broadcasting over TDF Issedon is Radio Public Africain. Frequency is 15480, 1800 to 1830 in Kirundi, and 1830 to 1858, same frequency, 15480 in French. And the B16 schedule of the Voice of the Oromo Liberation by the Issedon Transmitting Site is listed on one frequency, 15170, between 1700 and 1730. That's actually not via Issedon. The schedule is a little ambiguous. It's actually shown as Nauen in Germany. That program is in Afar and Oromo to East Africa. And 1730 to 1800 on the same frequency, 15170 from Nauen in Amharic to East Africa. Those transmissions are not on the air every day. They tend to operate on other, on alternate days. Iran, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the B2016 schedule, shows Spanish language programs as follows. Midnight 23 to 0320 on 7420 to South America. 0723 to 0820 on 17540 to Southern Europe. Same time period on 17820, also to Southern Europe. And 2023 to 2120 on 7360 in Spanish for Southern Europe.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me, or is it you? Hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're pulling in love again. Little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then.
Now, KNLS, this time from the Madagascar transmitting station, the Madagascar World Voice, the schedule for B2016 shows these frequencies. These are not a total, these are not all of the frequencies, these are a selection of frequencies. 1800 to 1900 on 9570 in Russian to Eastern Europe, in parallel with 17640 in English to West Africa, and 1900 to 2000 on 9495 in Russian to Eastern Europe, and the same time period on 11945 in Arabic, the Near and Middle East. And between 2000 and 2100, Arabic continues to the Near and Middle East on 13710, and English is carried on 17640 to Central Africa. And early morning transmissions from KNLS Madagascar World Voice, 0400 to 0500 on 11825 in English to Central Africa, and same time period on 17570 and Chinese to East Asia. Zanzibar Broadcasting Corporation in English has been noted by technical monitors in Europe. 1800 to 1808 on 11735, broadcasting to Central Africa, and that's in English. And reception of Transworld Radio by the Babcock Relay Facility at Dubai in the UAE has been heard by technical monitors in Europe recently, 1300 to 1315 on 17680, with programming in the Afar language. And Radio 1, the station operated by RTE in Ireland, broadcasting from the Mayerton relay transmitter operated by Babcock, noted in Europe, 1930 to 1958 on 5820. And those broadcasts are to Southern Africa in English, and they're Mondays to Fridays. They take relays of the RTE Radio 1 domestic service. And Bible Ministries Station, a religious broadcasting organisation, it's actually Follow the Bible Ministries, scheduled for V2016, shows 1900 to 1928 on 12005 from the Ascension Relay Station to Southern Africa in English on Sundays, and in parallel with another frequency from Ascension, 12030 to West Africa, that's also English on Sundays. And the Voice of Kemia, a broadcasting service using facilities provided by the transmitting site at Tashkent in Uzbekistan, observed by listeners in Eastern Europe, 1130 to 1200 on 17860 via transmitter at Tashkent with 100 kilowatts, programs to Southeast Asia in the Khmer language on Thursdays and Sundays. So that was a summary of some frequency schedules which are listed for the new international broadcasting transmission season effective October 30. Also, some recent observations made by technical monitors in Eastern Europe.
And that's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.